is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials say fighting between Ukraine's military and Russian-backed separatists has killed at least 8 civilians. At least 22 people were also wounded in an outbreak of shelling over the past 24 hours. Fighting has raged in the self-declared separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, especially around the Ukrainian-controlled town of Debaltseve, since peace talks between Ukraine's government and the separatists collapsed on Saturday. There are fears the violence will soon escalate because Monday a pro-Russian separatist leader announced a general mobilization with the aim of bolstering separatist forces to as many as 100,000 fighters. A survey by an independent Russian polling agency has found only a third of Russians say the Western sanctions imposed on their country for its actions in Ukraine have created problems for them. In the poll conducted by the Levada Center, 27% of the respondents said the sanctions have created pretty serious problems for them and their families, while 7% said they have created very serious problems. Asked how Russia should respond to Western sanctions, 69% of the Russian respondents said it should continue its policy despite sanctions, while 21% said it should seek a compromise and make concessions. Hundreds of Chadian ground troops entered Nigeria today as part of the regional offensive to retake areas held by Boko Haram insurgents. Witnesses say Chadian forces moved into the Nigerian town of Gambaru amid reports of fighting in the area. The Nigerian government said late Monday that Gambaru and other towns in the northeast had been liberated from the Boko Haram group. This is VOA News. Al Jazeera journalist Mohamed Fahmy could soon be released from prison in Egypt, that coming after he renounced his citizenship. That move clears the way for Egypt to deport him. He was arrested in 2013 along with two colleagues on charges of aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. A United Nations investigation into alleged Israeli war crimes against the Palestinians has run into trouble. We hear more from Robert Berger.
Israel has welcomed the resignation of William Shabas, the head of a UN commission investigating whether Israel committed war crimes during the Gaza conflict last year. Shabas is an outspoken critic of Israel and had previously offered consultancy services to the Palestinian Liberation Organization, or PLO. Israeli officials accused Shabas of anti-Israel bias, and they refused to cooperate with the UN inquiry. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that in the wake of Shabas's resignation, the UN commission should be scrapped. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
A rights group is criticizing the African Union for delaying release of a Commission of Inquiry report on South Sudan's conflict. Human Rights Watch says the AU should reverse its decision. Joe DiCapua reports.
HRW Africa Director Daniel Bekela says the AU has put justice on hold in South Sudan. Deferring action on the report, he says, casts doubt on the AU's commitment to its first ever Commission of Inquiry.
The recent conflict in South Sudan is one of the most brutal wars, which is characterized by massive casualties and destruction of property.
Bekela says the AU has taken precious time and resources to document crimes, adding this effort can do little good if it does not see the light of day. Joe DiCapua, Washington.
The top UN court ruled today that neither Croatia nor Serbia committed genocide during the 1990s Balkan Wars. According to a ruling read by Judge Peter Tomka of the International Court of Justice, many crimes had been committed by the two countries' forces, but both sides failed to prove the other committed genocide during the conflict.
In view of the fact that the dolus specialis has not been established by Croatia, its claims of conspiracy to commit genocide, direct and public incitement to commit genocide, and attempt to commit genocide also necessarily fail. Accordingly, Croatia's claim must be dismissed in its entirety.
Croatia accused Serbia of ethnic cleansing and genocide in 1991, and Serbia then filed a countersuit over the expulsion of Serbs from Croatia in 1995. From the VOA News Service in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.